Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, Superior Video Livestock Auction, proud to present the 2020 edition of Bell Ringer 33, live from Denver, Colorado, Wednesday and Thursday, January 8th and 9th, broadcast live from the Doubletree by Hilton Denver. It'll be on Dish Network Satellite 997 SLA TV and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting at 7 a.m. Mountain Time, 8 a.m. Central Time, both mornings, Wednesday and Thursday. They'll be offering 86,800 head in 2020, 30,000 yearling steers, 18,200 yearling heifers, 37,000 weaned calves, and 500 calves on cows and 500 bred stock. Now, if you'd like details about when a lot will sell or to preview the video of any of the lots, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com. As always, you can call 800-422-2117 for a lot more information at Superior Livestock. Delivering dependable for over 30 years, that's Superior Livestock Auction.
Live cattle futures were up 60 today as the December contract expired at 124.70, but it was up 60. February, on the other hand, down about 45 at 125.97. April's down 47. June down 7. So the December expired. Now February becomes the front month. As we winded down 2019, it seemed like most of the action was in the spread market, people doing February versus some further out months both ways, but quite a bit of action there on the spreads. Feeder cattle, the January's finished up 7 at 145.50, which is a little bit of opposite of what most traders have been thinking with the feeder cattle index yesterday, down over $5. It's currently at 139.14, where the January, which is still 30 days away from expiring, is 145.50, but over a $6 difference between January feeders and the current feeder cattle index. March feeders down 30 at 144.20. April's were also down 30 at 146.67. Boxed beef at midday was slightly higher on choice. It was 22 cents higher at 209.88. Select, though, down $1.96 at 203.45. So those have been around $4, the choice select spread. At midday today, it widened back out to $6.43.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Nicely done, beef. From London broils and French dips to New York strips and Texas briskets. Who knew you were so well-traveled? Yeah, you're what's for dinner. And it's always dinner somewhere. Bring everyone back to the table and get cooking at BeefIt'sWhat'sForDinner.com. Funded by Beef Farmers and Ranchers.
Today's grain futures market was mixed. Corn was a half to a penny lower. Soybeans 3 to 4 cents higher. Chicago wheat up 3 to 3.5. Kansas City up 4 to 5.5. And then March cotton down 61 at 68.95. The story of 2019 is probably going to be two things in the grains. We've got the delayed planting and also delayed harvest and the chance of lower yield due to that. And also the U.S.-China trade war. And it sounds like at least the first phase of that is winding down with this morning's announcement from President Trump that on January 15th they would sign a deal at the White House. And then soon after, he would travel to Beijing, China to start the discussions for phase two of the trade deal. So there is some kind of some finality, I guess, at least to phase one part of that. And I think the grain markets wound up 2019 looking at that with the bean having a pretty good rally. Chicago wheat rallied over $1 in the March. So some pretty substantial progress made there in terms of advancing the grain prices. Now, the Dow Jones is going to finish 2019 near the highest it's been. It was down 44 today on the March futures at 28,397. Natural gas futures had a pretty negative end of the 2019 year.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.